On this morning's Press Pass, we welcome for the first time the co-founder of Buffalo Rising, George Johnson, who's been spending much time recently wondering, what's next?
How do you come up with a local media format that respects people's time and also respects their new consumptive behavior? They're not always watching your video on your TV station. They're not always reading your article on your website. They are reading it in the stream that has a bunch of other things competing for their attention. It's a performative medium, so it can't be static. It has to be more dynamic.
At first glance, it seems like a strange concern for Buffalo Rising, an entity which enjoys millions of views on an annual basis. But the feeling is, to continue and expand on that success, evolution is required. And with that, the new daily feature, BR60.
On Instagram, you're limited in a post format to 60 seconds at a time. Instagram is kind of a performative medium anyway. We're finding that our audience really appreciates that not only do we respect their time, but it's a bit of a performance. Like, okay, go ahead. Tell me a story that actually means something in 60 seconds. And we came up with BR60, which is the tagline is Buffalo 60 seconds at a time.
What kind of engagement are you getting?
We're getting some interesting comments. We're getting a lot of shares. People are using it, are distributing the stories themselves to their friends.
Okay. All right. So that's a mark of success for you at this stage?
That is a mark of success, and also the viewership. We're finding that we just launched it a week ago. We're seeing a view count, which is pretty consistent with some of the longer form stuff that we were doing.
At the corner of Florida and Spillman Place are seven once beautiful but now boarded houses. The Florida row houses, designed by George
Metzger. For George Johnson, the production quality and the concise pace of the 60-second BR60 pieces are important. But like much of Buffalo Rising's content, the goal remains the same. Start conversations about Buffalo. One of the first BR60 pieces, the Kenesha 7, has done just that.
And it's around the seven row houses that are on Florida and Tillman. We did a piece that kind of talks about the history of those. They were actually put together or constructed by a masonry company as a demonstration of what they could do with their tools and products and skills. They're awesome, right?
Right.
And they're seven, one after the other. Canisius bought them in 2001, 2002, I believe, and used them as faculty housing and then student housing. And now they're just boarded, and they've been boarded for a while. And the piece was a discussion of what would happen if they were actually reimagined and brought back to life, especially in context with the development that's going on around that area, the Mid-City Lofts right around the corner, the project at Record Theater.
So in this particular case, this particular story is more about trying to bring the community's attention to what's happening or not happening at that location.
Exactly. Yeah. And the conversation that ensued on the site itself was really kind of interesting. People defended Canisius, and it wasn't an attack on Canisius at all. People started talking about like what could happen, whether they would still be boarded if they were on the other side of Main Street. It was just a really interesting conversation. We've always wanted to focus on cool things that are happening in Buffalo. Those cool things are not only retail businesses. Some of those cool things increasingly over the last couple of years have been development and developers. That's where the rubber kind of hits the road. Not everyone is happy with everything that every developer wants to do.
Yep.
And I think that's a big focus of some of the controversy and the back and forth and the conversation and arguing that happens on Buffalo Rising.
This is BR60, Buffalo 60 Seconds at a Time.
George Johnson, thanks for stopping by on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.